Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Andy Arnott from SellerSEO.com. And today I'm going to talk about a seller roundtable tip. If you haven't noticed lately in the last few days, if you haven't updated your Facebook app, then I suggest you go ahead and do that. When you do that update, you'll notice that Facebook now has a new initiative, kind of a new focus, where they're making groups one of the main, if not the main focus of what Facebook is and what how people are going to interact. Now, that means a lot for your business. So what that means is that your Facebook pages are going to get seen a lot less, and also your personal feeds are going to be seen less as well. With this huge focus on groups, that means that Facebook is going to put, more relevancy, more push more of the attention over to groups. So what does this mean for you as an e-commerce seller, business owner, things like that? Well, it means that you should be really, if you don't have a Facebook group yet, you should definitely create one. Once you create one, you should really be putting a lot of time and effort into that group moving forward. Now, as we know, Facebook does this kind of thing a lot where, you invest a lot of time and effort into one part of the platform, then they bring out a new part of the platform, or they refocus or something like that. So it's going to be interesting to see where it goes from here. But you definitely want to think about, creating a group and being as active in your groups as possible. Because of that main focus. Now, if you have a wide variety of products, it might be a little bit hard to get a Facebook group that's relevant to like so many different niches. But in that case, what you want to do is maybe start building a personal brand. That way that personal brand will, be able to kind of focus on any business or any niche. If it's just mostly about you. But in order for it to be interesting and to get people to interact in that group, it of course has to have some type of focus, and you have to have some type of expertise, or at least share a lot of what you're doing for people to find it interesting and want to interact and be a part of that group. So anyway, that's just a quick tip for today. If you don't yet have a Facebook group, you want to make sure that you create one. Once you do create one, start putting a lot more focus into creating content and interacting in those groups to make sure that that you're going to have a presence that'll be seen on Facebook moving forward. Once again, if you guys have any questions, please drop them in the comments. If not, I will wrap this up fairly quickly. I just wanted to give you guys a quick overview and kind of a quick understanding of what's happening on Facebook as it relates to your business. All right, guys, it looks like there's no questions, so we'll go ahead and wrap it up. If you guys have anything you want me to cover, make sure that you post it in the group. If you're not yet a member of the group, make sure you join Amazon FBA Titans. Somebody copied our group name, so if you search for us, you might see them as well. Just make sure you look for my ugly mug on the header of the Facebook group, and you'll know you found the right place. All right, guys, thanks a bunch for listening in, as usual. If you didn't catch this live, I will see you on the replay. And if there's any questions, reference this in the replay, just go ahead and drop them there and I will get back to you. All right, guys. Happy Monday. Have a great day. See you later.